This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Cloudy skies and showers tapering off from west to east this evening and then turning partly cloudy overnight as temperatures fall to the mid-50s. Now, your Sunday will feature lots of sunshine and about a 25 to 30 degree temperature jump with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night looking mostly clear and temperatures falling into the mid-60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 59 degrees at the Wharf in the district, 58 in Oxon Hill, 56 degrees in Sterling.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Jenny Glick. Coming up,
another day of protests at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
One person is dead, several others hurt in a pair of overnight shootings in the district.
A crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
Members of Baltimore County's Latino community erect a monument to the workers killed in the Key Bridge collapse. In 15 minutes, CBS transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve with more on a new fee for airlines. It's 8 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Tornadoes have been terrorizing the heartland for a second straight day. This storm chaser is near Oklahoma City.
The storm is sucking air like a big vacuum cleaner. It's just going, it's sucking air, and the air is rushing into it from all directions.
Reporter Brad Gibson is in Tulsa.
Throughout the day, storms have been dotting western and central Oklahoma with strong winds and reports of at least five tornadoes, none that have caused serious damage.
The Weather Channel's Felicia Combs in Kansas City, Missouri, says Torcon ratings, which measure from 0 to 10 how likely a tornado is within 50 miles of a given location, have been increasing.
We've been watching tornado watches popping up across this region and tornado warnings to our west. Now, Torcons across this area, five in Kansas City, but head just to the south of us, places like Oklahoma City, like Tulsa, with a Torcon of 7. Of course, we hate to see that, especially for the areas that have already seen those severe storms.
Hamas today released a video it claims shows two Israeli hostages. The men are urging the Israeli government to come to an agreement to free them. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from Tel Aviv, where families of the hostages have again gathered to demand the government act.
As the crowd were gathered here tonight, is they showed that video in full. It's not something that normally happens because, of course, when you see the people in it, the two men in this case looking very malnourished, obviously speaking under duress, sending messages to their families and urging the Israeli government to come to some sort of arrangement, some sort of deal.
At dawn at Northeastern University in Boston.
Not another nickel, not another dime. No more money for Israel's crime.
Police cleared out the pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had been camped out in the school's common area since Thursday. About 100 people were arrested. CBS's Michael George is at a school in New York City where a new disruption is emerging.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
Abortion rights supporters gathered on the grounds of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix today to pressure the state Senate to vote to repeal an 1864 law that bans all abortions in the state. The House voted to repeal the law this week. Planned Parenthood's Angela Flores.
We will fight for the Arizona for Abortion Access Act because it's a step toward a more just and equitable Arizona where everyone can access the care they need without stigma, shame, or government interference.
The United Nations World Health Organization said today the number of measles cases worldwide nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on Saturday evening, April 27, 2024, 56-degree showers fading this evening, temps falling through the 50s. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour.
breaking news on WTOP.
One man is dead following a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police say officers responded about 6:30 this evening, about an hour and a half ago. There they found a man with multiple stab wounds. He was taken to the hospital, where he later died. The suspect in that stabbing is in custody. The incident came about an hour before tonight's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. D.C. United said the incident did not change kickoff time and that they are working with investigators. Protesters over the Israel-Hamas war continue at college nationwide, including at George Washington University, where that encampment is now in its third day. WTOP's Lynn Bowie was at the GW campus earlier today, where demonstrators say they have no plans of leaving.
Tarps are handed out to keep protesters dry in the rain, and now more metal barriers surround the encampment on University Yard. George Washington University says demonstrators violated university policies and are trespassing, and several students have been suspended. But dozens of tents remain on the grass and also 8th Street, which police closed between 20th and 21st Streets.
It's empowering, and it's refreshing to see humanity come together to stand up for human rights.
Among their demands for the university to cut financial ties with Israeli companies, and protesters are willing to stay as long as it takes.
We're staying until the demands are met. Otherwise, they're going to have to drag us out of here.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
We learned tonight that students in the encampment are unable to re-enter if they leave, so those remaining in U Yard have likely been there for about 60 hours. People outside the barriers have passed food, medical supplies, and clothing into the encampment without punishment. It's 8:05, and D.C. police detectives have their hands full this weekend after a pair of overnight shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 last night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt, five of them hospitalized but expected to be okay, the sixth victim refusing treatment. Police identified the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that incident. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot in D.C. is gone.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
One person is dead after an early morning crash in Montgomery County. Around 2:30 this morning, Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. Officers followed after the speeding sedan and came across a two-vehicle crash involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the Dodge was injured and taken to an area hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash, but was picked up shortly afterward by police. Investigators still looking into this fatal crash and asking anyone with information to get a hold of them. Coming up on WTOP and Money News, a closer look at the state of workers in 2024. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
It's 808.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Brian Albin in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And in, we start off in Lanham on Annapolis Road westbound right before the on-ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, where you are still being advised to follow police direction at the scene of a crash. Elsewhere in Maryland, on the BW Parkway southbound before and after Route 32. Seeing some heavy volume delays, it doesn't appear to be related to any sort of crash activity. But if you're on the BW Parkway southbound and know otherwise, feel free to give us a call on the WTOP traffic tip line at 1-866-304-WTOP. Those delays start around Route 175. They start to clear up once you get past Route 198. Otherwise, in Maryland, the major roadways moving well at this time, 50, 95, and 270 all moving well in both directions down to the Beltway. Both the inner loop and outer loop of the Beltway moving well all the way around from Maryland down into Virginia. Inside the Beltway in Virginia, maybe some minor delays as you approach the 14th Street Bridge on 395 northbound, but otherwise 395 moving well at this time. Same goes for 95 in both directions, and no problems being reported at this time on 66. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Brian Albin, WTOP Traffic.
Big changes ahead in our forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy, cool, and wet for the rest of your Saturday evening as showers taper off from west to east, and the clouds eventually moving away as well as the system moves off the east coast. We're starting tomorrow morning with mostly clear skies and temperatures in the mid-50s, and then we get a taste of summer by tomorrow afternoon with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s. And it gets even warmer heading into your Monday with sunny skies continuing and a forecast high of 90 degrees. That'll be the first time we hit it this year. If we make it, it cools off a little bit heading into Tuesday with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
It is unanimous. 56 degrees at Springfield, at Laurel, and at Farragut Square. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour with Gina Cervetti.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. How do you feel about your job? Morning Consult researchers have been tracking the state of the workforce for 3 years. Now, in post-pandemic 2024, they say U.S. workers are generally satisfied with what they're doing.
The one exception, I would say, is that Gen Z lags a little bit compared to the general worker population.
Amy He is head of industry analysis at Morning Consult.
And they're also more likely to engage in what we call kind of quiet quitting behaviors, really because of where they are in their careers, and also the way that they think and talk about work is different than other cohorts and like their older predecessors.
Meanwhile, the preference for remote work only has taken a backseat to hybrid models. About half of U.S. workers said they were using artificial intelligence in their jobs. Morning Consult's He tells us that millennials are very enthusiastic about AI.
They have high levels of interest in all kinds of use cases for AI, not just those in the workplace.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Gina Cervetti on WTOP.
Still to come tonight, airlines are reacting to new Biden administration rules regarding fees and refunds. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with a closer look. Straight ahead, it's 8:12.
Reason number 52 to choose Diamonds Direct over any other jeweler. Only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Let us explain. If you buy a diamond at Diamonds Direct today and decide in the future you want to upgrade to a larger diamond, Diamonds Direct will give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone. For example, let's say you bought her a $5,000 diamond last year, but now she wants to upgrade to a $6,000 diamond. Diamonds Direct will give you $5,500 toward the new one. That's 10% more than you paid the first time. Guaranteed appreciation. Whether that first diamond was $3,000 or $30,000, you get 10% more. Who else does this? And unlike other stores who claim to offer diamond upgrades, at Diamonds Direct, there's no fine print and no minimum purchase requirement. It's 10% more, period. Come and discover real value and buy with confidence. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion.
It's 8:13.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC. If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Still to come tonight, Baltimore County's Latino community gathers to remember so that others won't forget. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Baths. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. Whether your bathroom is outdated or lacks the features you need, we're ready to help you get the bath or shower that's perfect for you. And we'll get it done the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longbaths.com to get your free estimate today.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Thanks for riding the reel with us. It's 8:15. The Biden administration is setting new rules on airline fees and refunds. When totally phased in, these rules will spell out exactly when you are owed a refund for a delayed flight. That decision used to be up to the airlines. And there are other new rules for airlines that could save you money. CBS senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve joined WTOP's Mark Lewis to explain what the new rules say.
Basically, what this does is it gives people the ability to choose to get a cash refund. So if your flight is canceled, airlines often would offer you credit for future travel. Now they have to give you the option of a cash refund. If your flight's delayed by 3 hours or more domestically, or they change the time by 3 hours or more domestically and 6 hours internationally, you have the opportunity now to ask for a cash refund instead of taking that trip. If you take the trip, you don't get the refund. But if you decide that the change is too much, and you want your money back, they now have to give you your money back. But also, we're talking about bag fees. When your checked bag is really delayed, like 12 hours late on a domestic flight, 15 to 30 hours late arriving on an international flight, those bag fees have to be refunded. And then those ancillary fees you might pay for, like in-flight Wi-Fi, and if that doesn't work, they have to give you a cash refund.
This is important because it takes some of the hassle and the haggling out of it for customers. It's spelled out, and airlines can just simply follow this.
Yeah, you know, airlines have been criticized for giving credit for future travel and vouchers that can sometimes expire. So there's also some rules about prolonging how long you can use those credits and making them so that anyone can use them. Right now, if a credit's in your name, only you can use it. A spouse, a child, you can't use it for their booking. That's going to change as well as part of this. So these are pretty consumer-friendly changes. The airlines will tell you that they already give nearly $1 billion a month in refunds, and that they do offer a lot of transparency. And transparency is the second part of these new regulations, where they now are required to tell you up front what they charge for things like a seat assignment or a checked bag, a carry-on bag, a change fee, a cancellation fee. U.S. airlines pretty much across the board already do that, though.
At what point will these new rules be fully implemented?
So it's a phased-in approach, because some of this will require airlines to update their systems and change some things. So it's over the next 6 to 12 months you'll start to see these things become real and actionable as you book a ticket.
That is CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. Quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling on their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister says his country could end its assault on Rafah if Hamas will make a deal to free the hostages it holds. One Time movie mogul, Harvey Weinstein, remains hospitalized in New York City after being transferred from an upstate jail. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Howie Ryden, Brian Albin.
For the most part, we're riding well right now, Ian. But right now in Arlington on 395 northbound, the ramp to Route 1, Crystal City, the right side is blocked for a disabled vehicle. Looks like a single right lane being blocked off as that vehicle is broken down in the right shoulder. A little bit further up on 395 in the district, appears to be some crash activity right at about the entrance to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Unclear at this time what side might be blocked off, so just make sure you proceed with a little bit of caution as you head towards that 3rd Street Tunnel on 395 northbound in the district. Elsewhere in the district, DC 295 northbound, some minor delays once you get over the Sousa Bridge, but they start to clear up pretty quickly and really thin out once you get past East Capitol Street Southeast. Nothing to report on DC 295 southbound at this time. Up around the Beltway, moving well on both the inner loop and the outer loop. And then once you get into Maryland, and the biggest bother spot is on the BW Parkway southbound around Route 32. The delays start a little bit before Route 32. They start to thin out once you get towards Route 198. And once you're beyond Route 198, should be moving well down towards the Beltway. 270, 95, and 50, all moving well at this time in Maryland. The Costello College of Business at George Mason University educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. I'm Brian Albin, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy and cool conditions for the rest of your Saturday evening as showers taper off from west to east. The clouds will eventually move away as well. By tomorrow morning, we're looking at clear skies and temperatures in the mid-50s. And then we get a significant warm-up. Forecast highs on your Sunday afternoon are in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree temperature jump from where we're seeing them on Saturday. And then it gets even warmer. We're going to stay dry and sunny on Monday and temperatures around 90 degrees. If we hit 90 on Monday, that'll be the first time this year and about 2 weeks earlier than average for us. We cool off a little bit heading into Tuesday with forecast highs in the mid-80s and a few showers and a thunderstorm or two possible in the afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 56 degrees in Waldorf. Tyson's was 56, 59, just to be different at L'Enfant Plaza. It's all brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, new charges could be coming in the result of a fatal Prince George's County crash earlier this month. More news in 90 seconds.
The Honda you want is here, so drive in the moment with the versatile Honda CR-V or Accord. All from the 2023 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Value brand. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2024 Honda Accord and a 2.9% APR on a 2024 CR-V.
See dealer for financing details based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Serta Pro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose Serta Pro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:22. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some of your weekend with us. Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial last night to remind the public that even as the cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, two of the victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns, bringing the whole thing down. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turns fatal. WTOP's Ralph Fox with more.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
State 24, teachers at several schools in Montgomery County were placed on administrative leave last year for expressing pro-Palestinian views in email and on social media. They have now returned to the classroom, but at different locations. MoCo 360 reports that four teachers were investigated. They have eventually been reassigned, but the school district would not provide information about the status of those investigations. Three of the teachers have sued the district over their suspensions. A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors talking about the benefits of organ donation.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan, you drafted him. Now you got to sign him.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure these days with the money and how they slot it, it'll be fine. But yeah, you gotta get all these guys inked now. I'm sure they're going to be happy once they get that first paycheck, especially quarterback Jaden Daniels. NFL draft is in the books. All rounds accounted for as the Commanders rounded out things 5 through 7 today as they took edge rusher Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame in the 7th round. In the 5th round, took linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. And also cornerback Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. Commanders also reportedly signing Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman as a unrestricted.